Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Okay, so today we are cutting right through the noise of alternative fashion to look at Liquid Disco Latex.
Specifically, their latest collection, Delirious.
Exactly. And our goal here is to really figure out what makes this brand tick. You know, what separates it from the mainstream celebrity stuff you see everywhere.
And it's a great place to start because they've carved out such a specific niche so quickly. They're based in the Netherlands, launched in 2022.
Oh, that recently.
Yeah. And the designer, Elena Lovebite, she was a model for years before this. So she has this intimate understanding of the material and the whole scene.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's unpack Delirious. The inspiration behind it is just so memorable.
It is. Elena's own words for the vibe were cute, cunty, and cool.
You can't get much more direct than that. It's a whole attitude.
It really is. And it's a very deliberate move away from those sleek, elegant cuts you usually associate with latex.
Right, the classic bodycon look.
Exactly. Instead, you're seeing these really edgy, kind of thought-provoking designs, lots of translucent latex. And there's a Y2K thing going on, isn't there?
A huge Y2K and, like, cyberpunk influence. Think tribal patterns, but on latex. It completely challenges the normal structure of a garment.
And the materials, it's the clash that gives it that,
yeah,
that wow effect they talk about. You have this shiny latex next to buckles and spikes.
Buckles, spikes, and even fluffy fabric. And they did a great collaboration with Lara from Night Edge for some of the leather accessories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Elena said she just loves mixing that leather with the shine of her pieces. It creates this really abrasive but cool aesthetic.
So that kind of detail brings us to the craft itself, which is where I think this gets really wild. The applique work.
Mm.
It's all cut by hand. Is that right? I mean, why would you do that when you could just use a laser cutter?
That's the brand's signature, really. It's this painstaking manual process. You just can't get that level of intricacy and, I guess, humanity from a machine.
I can't even imagine the hours.
Well, there's this great anecdote that a friend started calling her the best pizza cutter after watching her work with a rotary knife for hours on end.
The best pizza cutter. I love that. It really paints a picture.
It does.
So with that level of intense, you know, niche focus, how did that translate to the launch and her support system?
Okay, this is where the story gets really unique. The collection premiered at Torture Garden in London.
Wow, a huge goal for any brand in this space.
A massive goal. It was on her vision board since 2022. But the really amazing part, her 66-year-old mother came to the show.
No way, at Torture Garden.
Yep. It was her mom's first time ever at a latex party.
That is just... what an incredible show of support. And I heard she wasn't just, like, standing in the corner.
Oh, not at all. She was fully into it, even had an eye for the details. At one point, she apparently commented that a model hasn't been shined yet.
That's amazing. What a family.
It really is. Her brother also helped out at the German Fetish Ball this year. It's become a whole family affair.
So what's next? After a debut like that?
Mm. Well, the plan is to disco-fy more of Europe. More clubs, more countries, and just keep pushing the designs. I think the takeaway is that they're showing latex can be super personal, deeply customizable. It's moving so far beyond just conventional fashion.
Exactly. They're putting painstaking manual labor back into a world that's all about speed, which, you know, leaves you with a question to think about.
Mm.
When you see this level of hand cutting and personal customization, how could this return to, like, artisanal techniques actually challenge the speed and the sheer scale of the bigger fashion industry? Something to mull over. We'll see you next time.